Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Life just keeps spinning, deadlines pile up, and suddenly you're staring blankly at the TV, wondering how the day got away from you. We're living in a world that screams for your attention, constantly pulling you towards the next thing. But what if I told you there's a way to find calm amidst the chaos? To actually savor this moment, right here, right now? That's exactly what we're diving into today. How to stay present in a world that desperately wants you to be everywhere but here. Because trust me, friends, learning to be present is like hitting the pause button on life's crazy soundtrack. It's about finding those pockets of peace, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. And let's be honest, in today's world, we all need a little more peace, right? So buckle up, because I'm about to spill some Stoic secrets that can help you stay grounded and present, no matter how hectic things get. First things first. Awareness is key. It's about recognizing those moments when your mind starts racing, when you find yourself caught up in worry or dwelling on the past. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes, and suddenly you're scrolling through social media for an hour? Yeah, we've all been there. The trick is to gently acknowledge those thoughts and feelings without judgment, then redirect your focus back to the present moment. Think of it like a mental muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Second, engage your senses. Seriously, take a moment to truly feel things around you. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of coffee brewing, the sound of laughter in the distance. By consciously engaging your senses, you anchor yourself to the here and now. It's like hitting the reset button on autopilot mode and allowing yourself to fully experience life. Third, find those moments of stillness. You don't need a meditation retreat or hours of yoga to find peace. It could be taking a few deep breaths before starting your day, enjoying a cup of tea in silence, or simply stepping outside for a moment to soak up some fresh air. Even a few minutes of quiet can make a world of difference. Next, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our perspective and bring us joy. Think about three things you're grateful for right now, big or small. Maybe it's a supportive friend, a delicious meal, or simply the fact that you have a roof over your head. Finally, remember that progress is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're crushing it, and days when you feel like you're drowning in to-do lists. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing these techniques, one day at a time, and celebrate every small victory along the way. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a bustling city park on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. People are chatting, dogs are playing, kids are laughing. It's pure life energy. But instead of letting the noise and chaos wash over you, you take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and really listen to the sounds around you. You feel the warmth of the sun on your face, notice the scent of blooming flowers, and even savor the taste of your iced coffee. In that moment, you're fully present, soaking in every detail, and feeling a sense of calm amidst the vibrant energy. See? It's not about escaping life, it's about savoring it. By practicing these Stoic principles, you can learn to navigate the chaos with grace, find moments of peace even in the midst of the storm, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Remember, my friends, presence is a gift you give yourself, one that keeps on giving. So, what are you waiting for? Take a few deep breaths right now, feel your feet on the ground, and commit to being fully present in this moment. Let's make today count. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to slow down and appreciate the journey. And if you found these insights helpful, leave a review. It truly means the world to me. Until next time, stay grounded, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.